you will have to review your retreat a little bit. You have to review the high points in the retreat. You know, maybe it was during the 64 rounds day, or maybe during the Kirtan day, or maybe when you visited Sriji in the morning and prayed to her. Whatever it is, please see what the highlights for you were, and then answer the question, how could you take this home with you? In other words, how can you remain connected with this? You have 5 minutes for intense working. You have 5 minutes time to intensely discuss on this. And if you need any assistance, go to Hari Prasad. He knows everything. Hare Krishna. Start now. So, Hare Krishna, Hari Bo. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being so alive and so. Maybe you want to talk more to each other, not just now, but after some time when you meet. I can imagine when you're old and wise, you say, "Do you remember so many years ago? So many winters have passed, but we had this wonderful holy name retreat." I would like to now request Bhujan Prabhu to tell us a little bit about what we can possibly do to take the retreat home. He has been given this retreat many, many times in the past, and therefore will give some good tips. And if you, I recommend you to make notes so that you get his advice and then practice. Because what is not so good, we have retreats and we just come to a high level of Krishna consciousness during our retreat, but then we totally forget everything when we go home and we become overwhelmed by other things. So let us now hear patiently Bhujan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Om Agyanatamanandasya Jana Jana Sambhaya Chakshusmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Upakadamayam Dadati Sahapandantikam Vansa Kalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. In my presentations, my two classes about Brahma's prayers after Brahma Vamohana Lila, after he was bewildered by his attempt to bewilder Krishna, there are 7 points that I would like you to remember. And then after describing those 7 points, I will make some suggestions about how to take the spirit of the retreat back with you as best you can. Although here we are in Braja, the ideal place, so it's not easily done. But to keep alive, at least here, one can become alive and burst into flames. But in the West, if we can just stay alive, we are doing very well. And then return to burst into flames again. But first, before discussing a few simple points on that topic, I would like to just briefly summarize in the matter of a review some of the essential points from Brahma's prayers. And the first point, just remember that Brahma is actually looking at Krishna when he's offering his prayers. Powerful Brahma is looking at Krishna, and he's so beautiful and so attractive. And even though he is beautiful and attractive, and so small and young, he is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his Naralila, his pastimes as the Supreme Lord, are enacted by his mercy. Sambhavam Yapmamaya. He comes by his mercy to show us the most intimate dealings of the all-attractive, all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. To build in us a desire to go there and seek our happiness in that realm. And then, Lord Brahma, while looking at beautiful Krishna, he says that there's so much difference between your potency, your power, and mine, that it is clear that you are not understandable. You are not understandable through my intelligence, what to speak of the intelligence of others. There's so much of a difference between the potency of your body, even though you are like a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old. You have unlimited potency. And no matter how powerful I am in any way, my potency is insignificant. And even if the great scientists can count the number of atoms in the universe, the number of snowflakes, and the Antarctica and the South Pole and everywhere where it's snowing, and even if they can count the number of grains in the sand, they will never be able to understand the qualities that you have and how unlimited they are. Unlimited qualities, and they are developed to an unlimited degree because you are the unlimitedly powerful Supreme Lord. And Brahma has seen this with his own 8 eyes. He has seen it. So he's speaking from direct realization. So because Krishna is ununderstandable through our intelligence does not mean that he is ununderstandable. But the process of understanding him is different. And the process is gane prayasam udapastinamante eva. That give up the attempt to pierce through something, pierce through the material energy to understand something fully on the spiritual platform, Krishna and Krishna's dealings with his devotees, but rather take to the process of hearing. And then, ye praesam jito, the one who is unconquerable, becomes, ajita becomes jita, he becomes conquerable by this process of hearing about him. Because by hearing about Krishna, our devotional kripa, hearing and chanting, shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam, by hearing and chanting about Krishna, and then remembering Krishna based on kirtanam, which is based on shravanam, hearing, then gradually our desire, and everything is based on desire. Our situation in the material world or in the spiritual world in our existence is based on our desire. So gradually the desire to be with Krishna in a loving, serving mood, to give ourselves to Krishna, it develops. It is not something that can be done by an intellectual adjustment. From now on, I'm going to give myself to Krishna. From now on, I'm going to always focus my mind as I chant. No, it is a development of Krishna consciousness and one other ingredient that comes up later. And then, after describing this, then Lord Brahma describes what Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur expresses as the process of bhakti, which is very much the internal process of going through life. And one has to go through life. Jivanti san makuritam bhavadiya darsan. One has to go through life. And as one meets one's fate in life, one should expect Krishna's mercy. Tate anukampam. Expect Krishna's mercy. Hope for Krishna's mercy. Mercy means it's undeserved. So therefore, implicit, understood in the concept of hoping for Krishna's mercy is humility. And to the extent we actually become humble or develop dainya or humility, to that extent we can depend on Krishna's mercy. And just as the negative pole of a magnet attracts the positive pole, the negative of humility, taking shelter of Krishna, not just thinking about how bad I am, but immediately turning to Krishna, who is very, very kind and very soft and compassionate, then that attracts his mercy. So the first point is that Brahma says is in the process of bhakti, is expecting his mercy or hoping for his mercy. And implicit within that is humility and also shraddha, faith, that he's really there and he really cares for every conditioned soul, because mamai vangso jivaloke jivabhu, we are Krishna's part and parcels. And then, as Brahma is praying for forgiveness from his offense of interrupting Krishna's pastimes, he's also comes to the point of expressing that Krishna is the supreme, unlimited personality of Godhead. The supreme is Krishna. Brahmeti, Paramatmekti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdite. So he is the supreme Bhagavan also. There is Lord Narayan, but also there's Krishna. And Narayanas Angam, Nahi Sarvadehiram. He is the Narayan. Lord Narayan is Krishna's part, his expansion, rather. So it is Krishna who we are approaching. We are approaching Krishna, and naturally, it's just completely natural when one approaches Krishna to feel humility, because he is so great and we are so insignificant, although that is the bitter medicine for the conditioned soul to accept his insignificance and fallibility. And then, after describing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Brahma describes how what he has seen by the mercy of Krishna's, how unlimited come from him, from Krishna. This little cowherd boy who's so beautiful, unlimited come from him. So how unlimited is the source of unlimited. So that is Krishna. And everything that we see, there is nothing. The universe comes from Krishna. And so there is nothing actually separate from Krishna. Everything is his energy. And it is Maya's primary function to give us a false vision, illusory vision, that there is something in existence separate from Krishna. And immediately, as soon as we perceive something separate from Krishna, as something not Krishna's, immediately the enjoying spirit, based on false ego, takes over the consciousness of the conditioned soul. So then, after describing everything as Krishna and giving us a hint of Krishna's power, then Atapya Deva, Brahma says, I've realized this just by your mercy, because Brahma was an illusion and testing Krishna. But then by Krishna's grace, because Brahma was a devotee, he actually saw the cows and boys turn into Vishnu forms. So mercy is required. Mercy is required, and this is the meditation of a devotee. How can I attain Krishna's mercy? And the first step in that, and which should infuse our chanting, is the understanding that I actually need Krishna's mercy. I am not the center of existence. I am tiny, I am insignificant. So many faults. I require Krishna's mercy. Then, I don't have it yet. So, Krishna, Hare Hare. When will that day be mine? When you will be merciful to me and award me with everything, including the proper consciousness to chant. Just see how unfortunate I am. I can chant 64 rounds. And still, I don't have attraction for you. Who is that feeling of inability could become our greatest friend if we become, because it's already introspective to understand it, but then turn it to humility and then offer the humility to Krishna. Saying, see how unfortunate I am. Who is more unfortunate than myself? And you are known as Patita Pavana, so please, you will find no one more unfortunate than I. Then, after describing the requirement of Krishna's mercy, Brahma understands that if you've given me this mercy and I've understood how powerful you are, just look at the residents of Vrindavan. Just look at them. They have achieved so much mercy from you, so much of your affection from you, and they give you that. They just turn that around, and whatever you have given them, they're just concerned about you, and your relationship with them is so intimate that that sometimes when you are fighting with them, they defeat you in the battle, the unlimited, not the battle, but in the play fighting. And sometimes, as a result of that, you have to carry Sridham on your shoulders. So how intimate your relationship is with them. Everyone has a relationship with you. Every conditioned soul has a relationship with you. There is nothing that is not related to you. Every blade of grass, every rock, every atom has a relationship with you. But there is a degree of intimacy. So the intimacy that the residents of Vrindavan have with you is bewildering to me, Brahma says. The love that you exchange is bewildering to me. Therefore, my prayer is to have their mercy and to glorify them. And in this way, this is the goal of my existence, to move forward in my spiritual life in this way. So this was in brief, the prayers of Lord Brahma, and how to take this home and infuse this into into our chanting and our reading. So the first point is we have to read. We have to study Shastra, not just read, and not just leave it for the last 5 minutes before I go to sleep, because they become the perfect inducement for cutting the 5 minutes down into 2 minutes. But to actually look at them deeply and try to understand the depth of it, what is being said. And Prabhupada has spent so much time, where we were all sleeping, he was translating and saying, here, please take these. Take these instructions, take the Srimad Bhagavatam, take the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Enter into them deeply, deeply, deeply. Because if we are bored, it means we are superficial. When our chanting becomes boring, it means our relationship with the holy name is, if anything, on the surface. So first thing is read and enter deeply, and chant and enter deeply. Second, hear the recordings. We make them available. Everyone will leave with a copy of them. Take them, but just don't take them. Hear them also. And if you hear them regularly, Krishna willing, you will be able to take the retreat home. And also, read the prayers of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Narottama Das Thakur, and the prayers of our great Acharya and their songs. Their songs are prayers. And in Vrindavan we have the experience, we see the bicycle riders when they're riding down the road and their home is 10 kilometers away, their village is 10 kilometers away. What do they do? Unfailingly, what do? They hold on to... They don't hold on to dogs. They don't hold on to monkeys. They don't hold on to cows. But what do they hold on when they want to speed up their journey, the bicycle riders? Not auto rickshaws, no. And they don't put their bicycles on top of the... They hold on to buses and trucks. There's something we should learn from this. Because by holding on to something that's going at a greater speed than we are going to, than we are going beyond our capacity, we get home quicker. So similarly, we should offer our own prayers. We must offer our own prayers. But we should also hold on to the speedy prayers of... and enter into the depth of the prayers of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Narottama Das Thakur, and all the great acharyas. And that way, by entering into that mood, we go beyond our own bicycle-driven capacity, and we move quickly. But again, superficiality can help to some degree, but we should enter deeply into their mood and try to understand it. So read and study deeply Prabhupada's books. Hear the recordings. Mentally, also as was brought out, visit the places like Ter Kadamba, visit Barshana, remember the retreats, and try to enter into the spirit and mood through remembrance, and also hear the recordings and read the prayers and enter deeply into them. Okay, that is my suggestion, but beware of Maya, because Maya has such a way to trick us and say, yes, that was very nice, we have inspiration, and then gradually, day by day, we become covered over. So take shelter of these things, beware of Maya, and chant Hare Krishna with enthusiasm, and be happy. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. It has been my pleasure and honor to have spoken before you.
Well spoken.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We try our best.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ramo Ramo Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please sing a little louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Rani ki jai, Maharani. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radhe Radhe Radhe, de 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 si Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, de 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 si Radhe. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. 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 Radhe Radhe Radhe, jai 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 si Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, jai 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 si Radhe.
I will briefly talk about my suggestions for taking the retreat home by telling you something which I tried yesterday and which worked very, very, very much for me. See, I'm accustomed to chant during the month of Kartik extra rounds, and I couldn't do this in the same way I am accustomed and desired, because I was forced to go to Delhi for 21 days and not stay in Vrindavan and do some health related work. So when I knew that there would be the 64 rounds day yesterday, I could understand this is my personal chance to absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. But it won't be so easy for me, because I had no prior practice of chanting so many rounds. And when you give a retreat like this, both Bhujam Prabhu and myself really try to care as much as possible that the experience will be good for you. We are approaching this retreat as an opportunity to do service for the Vaishnava. So I knew I'm in the set of mind that I want to see that everything works good to you and do my best as one of the two facilitators to serve you. So I knew it would not be easy for me to absorb myself. Then I went through whatever I know and looked for a technique or a method which would make it easy for me. And I had thought, obviously, about what I would tell you in this last few minutes which I have, what method I would give you that would help you to chant more at home. But yesterday I said, let me try out really on the 64 rounds day the method which I would like to give you. And this is what I did. In the evening, before I went to bed, I just thought, Sachinandan Swami, tomorrow is your personal a day where you can do what you like most in your spiritual life, to chant more rounds and to chant them in a very focused way. And I knew in order to make that happening, I would have to rise early in the morning when my mind would be still fresh. I would go to the Mangal Aarti and pray for the mercy of the Holy Name. And then right after the Mangal Aarti, I would not talk with any devotees. I would stay in the protected area of the hall and start and give my best to chant. I must admit I was a little tired, but I did not go to bed like I usually do when I'm tired and I'm not so well. But I just did this tapasya to stay up. And then when we came to Teh Kadamba, I immediately went to where the protected seat was, where no one comes and asks questions. I was not around the devotees, but I went right to the center of the cyclone that is next to Burijan Prabhu and Rupa Goswami. I just did what I had told myself to do the evening before. The evening before, I had told myself to make this chanting my best offering to Rupa Goswami and to pray for his mercy in two or three questions which I have in my spiritual life, and to pray for insight. And then, my dear devotees, that day went by very easy. It was flying by, and I was able to do more rounds than 64. And I personally don't like to stop at 64 rounds or at 16 rounds. I think it becomes a counting game when we have to do something minimum. But then it's nice if we go beyond the minimum. I mean, who wants to live his life with the minimum? You know, that is not a full life. And I was surprised that it went so well, because I was still with half of my mind in the presenter and facilitator mind. I was still thinking of, I was seeing you, and I was still noticing all the obstacles you were fighting with. I would still look into your rebellious mind and see all the rebellion and everything and so on. But I had a good thing which I had put in my mind before, a vision of myself doing the right thing in the right way. And I would like to leave you with this. We will soon do a little concentrated reflection exercise where we will just ask you to go a little bit inside and view yourself doing the right things in the right way. Do the chanting in the good way. And then I would like to recommend to you, schedule some time when you are in the places where you live, and make it a good chanting day. For instance, an ideal time would be each Ekadasi, where the atmosphere will help you, every 14 days. Before you go to bed, the night before Ekadasi, picture yourself doing the right thing correctly. This will help you very much. It's very concrete. And then you will have in the months two islands of more chanting. There's the ocean of your life, but two islands, safe islands, of doing your sadhana, of chanting the holy name properly. And when you do this, after some time, you will reprogram these bad chanting habits, and you will think of the ideal way of chanting. Believe me, before you lives a man in the evening of his life, many days, many years of thinking about this are behind me, and I know you need a concrete date with a concrete practice in order to make the desired changes in your life. And when you do this, doing the ideal thing ideally, doing the correct thing correctly, doing the most ecstatic practice ecstatically, one day you will break through and have the experience which will give you more faith to do it again and again. Can we have some music now in the background? We will now have some little meditative exercise. I request you to sit straight. Don't worry, it won't be very yogic. I know we are all tired and hungry, and look a little bit around the hall, because soon I will ask you to focus yourself. Hare Krishna. Some devotee, do some stretching. Oh. Try to touch the ceiling while remaining seated. You're not touching the ceiling. What is wrong with your body? And stay with your eyes open and go back to Teyakadamba. In your mind's eyes, review the surroundings. How did it look like? Maybe you see some trees, the lake, the attractively painted buildings, at least according to Vrindavan standard. And maybe you are now reflecting on how you would like your ideal singing to look like. Four practices were offered. That is, to first understand that the name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Remember how Radharani only saw the first syllable of Krishna's name written on a leaf, and immediately she saw Krishna's form, his qualities, Krishna before her eyes, and she knew, yes, he has accepted me. The second thing is a simple technique of concentration, the first Hari. The third thing, think about the meaning of the mantra. O Radha, O Krishna, engage me in your service. And the fourth thing, just chant with a heart full of devotion, appreciation, of gratitude. But any other practice will work for you. You can now listen normally again. such simple practice you should do the night before Ekadasi. Just think about, tomorrow I will chant like I chanted in Teerkadamba. Krishna, his name is identical. I will concentrate on the syllables of the mantra, and then I will concentrate on the meaning of the mantra, the spirit of the mantra, the mood of the mantra, the whole spiritual message of the mantra. That is, I will engage, I will pray for service, and then just stay in this space. You must practice this again and again and again and once again. And for that you need practical forums like the Ekadasis. See yourself doing the correct thing correctly. Envision yourself doing the ideal process in an ideal way. Be creative. See yourself following the way of the Goswamis in Vrindavan. And one day more and more you will develop into such a life. This is my little recommendation. Then I want to give other more, even more practical things. I want to recommend a book to you. It's not my book. It's Harinam Chintamani, written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and an excellent translation, word by word, which has all the footnotes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which he wrote to his own verses to explain. It's available on the market, book market. When you go back to Vrindavan, there is a book seller. His name is Rasa Bihari Lal. Tell him you are sent by me and he should give you good prices. He's afraid of me because he wants to do business with me. So you can just get a copy. Harinam Chintamani. It's a wonderful book to study. It will really inspire you. I myself, I mean, no gentleman really recommends his own book, but I've written a book based on Harinam Chintamani called The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. You might like to go through that also. But it's I recommend to get the original. It's much better, in my opinion. Who is the translator? I only know the publisher. He has not identified the translator, but I know good many versions of Harinam Chintamani, and I think this one is pretty authorized. So the publishing house of this book is called Gaurachandra Publications. Gaurachandra, and the devotee who published it is Sarva Shakshi Das. You have to say Harinam Chintamani by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is how the book is identified. I also would love to stay in contact with you. We publish in our team a regular newsletter. It's called the Sharanagati Newsletter, which often has practical tips how to chant nicely and different tips. It's a very brief two-page newsletter. And if you desire to have it, there is a book table done with Russian books. But on that book table, there is a list also for the English Sharanagati newsletter. There's one for the Russian. Make sure that you don't write your name on the Russian list, then you will get hieroglyphs, which you can't decipher. So you have to make sure you get the English list and write your name there. You will get it, obviously, free of cost. So, this simple practice, doing the right thing rightly, and if you do that again and again and again, you will do something which is called in the world of the psychologist neuro-linguistic programming. You have to visualize it in colors and in everything. In our language, it's called you make a sankalpa, a fixed determination. This is what I want to do. And you will see, if you do it again and again, you all of a sudden do it. It's magical. It's simple. It's good to do it the night before, not the day when you do it. You take this in your sleep, and then you construct somehow in the sleep, your mind constructs the perfect practice. Good. The last thing I want to say, and I will also ask Bhujan Prabhu to speak about it, because now we are slowly running out of time. We are still doing amazingly good. Is I want to speak about a service which Bhujan Prabhu and his team, means the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, with illustrious persons like Prashanta, Mahabhagavat, Chubal, Sakha, Gopinath, who could forget Gopinath, and others do. And my team also, we want to offer you the best service which we have done in our life. We want to offer you your retreat center. Miracles have happened. Last year, I told you already, we have a wonderful land with building permission on it, which is a miracle in this area because it's green land, that means agricultural land, but somehow, by Giriraj's mercy, the Mathura development plan made an exception with us. And then, right after the Govardhan Retreat Center, we got almost more than double in addition to it. We have now plans lined up and very capable devotees who are able to build, who have come forward to help us to build a very, very idyllic retreat center just next to Giriraj Govardhan. I think theologically or spiritually you know that Giriraj is described to be the best of all of Krishna's devotees, and he is especially known as a devotee who blesses others in their performance of devotional service. So the retreat center is really in a land of blessings, next to the most powerful of Krishna's blessing servants, by whose blessing everything is possible. I have said that this retreat center is your retreat center. We didn't say it's Bhujan Prabhu and others' retreat center. It's your retreat center. And let me tell you why. We request you to help us build the retreat center. Why this? Because we are poor men? Well, we are poor men, but that's not in our mind. What's in our mind is, when you make an effort to build something so personal, so ideal for bhajan, then you will feel connected with it from the start. You will feel, this is mine. This is my project. And this will draw you towards Giriraj. This simple thing. I had an eye-opening experience in Australia. I talked to a poor devotee, and poor, financially poor, and he said, Maharaj, I'm giving every week in charity. I said, really? But you are so poor? He said, no problem, Maharaj. I can't give 1 million bricks in charity, but I can give one brick in charity. In other words, I can't give 1 million rupees, but I can give 2 rupees. Did you get his point? The point is not about money. His point was, by charity, by giving, I make advancement. By the principle of giving, and I give like an ant can give. I'm doing charity, and that has helped me in my spiritual life. And I thought, this is a good point. And I thought, I will also do this. I'm not so affluent. After I was disinherited, everything went to the moon. But I can give. I can give some sweet here, there. Now I'm in Vrindavan. I will give socks to those who have cold feet. You know, it's a simple charity, but it's such a good thing to do. I've seen this in Russia also. The Russian people know that charity is very, very good. And even poor people regularly give to what they consider a worthy cause. So I would really request all of you, let this not be our retreat center. Yes, we will find the rich donors. There are so many who would like to do it. I don't think Lakshmi will be the problem. The point I make here is it should be our retreat center, not just out of Burijan Prabhu's and my heads and our team heads it should grow. You should feel connected to this. You should feel, I have a place in Vrindavan. I want to go, I want to learn. This retreat center has 2 types of retreats. One is the guided retreats or facilitated retreats like we do now. And the other is when you want to go on your personal retreat. I can see this. Some of you here have not participated in all the sessions, but you have gone to places and you have read on your own, chanted on your own. I think as you grow older and older in spiritual life, that private retreat or personal retreat will become more and more an existential need which you feel you must have in your spiritual life. So we have not yet built anything, but we, in our plan, we have such facilities where devotees can close the door behind themselves, can have a table and a bed and near Giriraj and a bathroom which is even attached, so that you can, and then you can go deep. That facility is there. Plus, there is a big kirtan hall. A kirtan hall which is extendable up to many, many people, but which we can also use for smaller groups. There's smaller seminar groups, community halls, and your personal tree to sit under, and everything. So, we have developed, we have a web page which is just now ready. This is the Govardhan Retreat Center. And those are my Giriraj. And these are Burijan Prabhu's Girirajas, Myling. And here's the web page. Please make a note of it, www.govardhancenter.com. There are inspiring texts on it, on Giriraj, prayers. You can download lectures, newsletters, everything which is in the spirit of this Govardhan Retreat Center. But it needs just one final editing. And before that is done, we do not wish to put it on the in the internet space, because we want to do the best service we can for Krishna. How do you like this Govardhan, the writings of it? Can you see it looks like a mountain, like rocks, the letters? Mm. And can you see the mountain in the back? This is all designed by the best of all designers. We have in our team a professional and so on. And yes, there you can stay in contact. And believe it or not, you can also offer your donation with a mouth click. Ananda Chaitanya has made some magic. I do not know how it works. Somehow you throw your rupees on your laptop and then it swallows it and it comes out at the Govardhan Retreat Center or something. Maybe not exactly. I'm a non-computer user. I'm not exactly like this, but something. A mouse click, I heard you can do. All this is, we wanted to have it ready for now, but Giriraj has his own velocity or speed, so it will be ready soon. Just now coming, we can say, it's just the final editing which needs to be done in peace without any pressure. So please note down so that you can visit us and stay in contact. As I said, it's a program to stay in contact. You can also download eventually lectures. We have a whole and that's already, it's already, everything is already there. Only the final editing is not yet to the standard we want it to be. And I very much request you to be connected with this. Devotees have come and said to me, thank you, Maharaj. And I said, it has nothing to do with me. It's the holy Dham, and it's your own efforts. But I also said, you have to do this again and again and again. You have to come to retreats again and again. Just like with your car, you go into the garage maybe once a year or twice a year. Your japa needs also some correction once or twice a year, or and therefore please come, or come to the Govardhan retreats, which are more Krishna Katha oriented, like what we did yesterday evening. So this is how to stay in contact and how to help. Please don't think, no, I'm poor, I have only 10 rupees. Then give 1 rupee of the 10 rupees. No problem. It will help to build it. And when Giriraj sees, it's about, you know, pleasing him that so many devotees want this. He who is the best giver of blessings will give it very quickly. No, it's about impressing Giriraj, doing service for Giriraj. I do hope I'm correctly understood, because I'm not here to take your few rupees which you have. That is not my mission. I know you are poor. No problem. It's about something else. Doing service for Giriraj and building something which is really a wonderful contribution for ISKCON. It's about that. I thank you for listening, and I will turn now to Burijan Prabhu to also say something about this Govardhan Retreat Center. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. How do you like this? Thank you.
I also like it. I also like the logo. So nice. Very nice. The mountain in the background. It's a hope that we've had for so long to have our own place that's free from the chaos that can easily surround one, because one needs a peaceful mind to be able to chant and hear. Recently I took one devotee who organizes and manages a place, the Bhaktivedanta Ashram that we call the palace, on the other side. I recently brought him to see it because he saw it years and years ago, the piece of land. And he just said, it's amazing, because we have 4 acres of land, almost between 3.5 and 4 acres of land, so close to Giriraj. And he thought it was good that it was a little far back. It's about maybe 200 meters back, well, approximately.
150 to 200.
From the Parikrama Marg, because it's quiet there. Even though we went on a Gopastami or the Ekadasi, some very, very busy day when there were hundreds and hundreds of people doing Parikrama, but still by our land, it was still quite peaceful. And it's amazing that we have that. And they're just not making any more land around Giriraj. Meaning that even though Vrindavan is expandable, the land around Giriraj seems to be not expanding. There's just a certain amount, and to have this amount of land there, as I said, it's quite amazing. So we'd like to make a facility there that will be available for devotees, for our generation, or our generation, then your generation, and then passed on, and specifically a place that people can retreat from the rest of their lives and enter into the very, very special and soothing, affectionate place around Giriraj. The local people all over Braj, they call Giriraj Baba. So they say, if you have a problem, you take it to Baba. So we see the Braj Basis, they go around Giriraj, and when they're going around Giriraj, their mood is so intoxicating and intoxicated, and no one is, not no one, but it's not that every person is praying for the highest level of devotional service, but they're just taking their lives and whatever is going on in their lives, they're taking it to Baba. They're taking it to Giriraj. And when in the presence of Giriraj, it's such a magical experience, in the sense that you feel like you're in the presence of a very, very dear friend, who, and the soothingness of his presence, the heart is can be counted on. And in Kali Yuga, and as Kali Yuga increases, that people come with greater and deeper wounds and difficulties, and people need to be soothed and retreat from their karma, their fate, and just be able to take shelter of the holy names, be able to take shelter of Krishna's pastimes, and become renewed. So our sincere desire is to provide that facility for the followers of Srila Prabhupada. And it seems to be manifesting now. We have an architect who tomorrow will come to the land and see it. And we have some very qualified and powerful devotees who have committed themselves. And for me, it was so wonderful, because when we actually got the land, it's so difficult to get land in Vrindavan and around Giriraj, because not only they're not making any more, and there's only a certain amount, but you also have the very, very tricky dealings of purchasing land. It's hard to say it without being too direct, but it's very, very tricky because they have one set of maps that were from 200 years ago, and then there's another set that was revised 45 years ago. And if you buy land, the people, families, five generations, will say, look at this map, and we're the owners, and you think it's yours, and then the court cases begin and everything, and our land is completely clear. So when we actually got this land by the kindness and the vision of certain devotees, and some devotees to actually get this land, and this is almost unheard of, the second piece of land, they actually had to take out a loan to actually help us with the purchase. Now people generally give their excess money if they're kind-hearted, but these devotees took out a loan to do it. And then we ended up with this piece of land. That's amazing. So as I was by that land, with that land, and suddenly I became in complete anxiety, because getting the land is one thing, and it's half of the issue, but the rest of the issue is to build something. So I immediately became in complete anxiety that now we're going to have to actually build it. And here is Burijan Das, who's knows not how to, he could study the Bhagavatam, he can write a little bit, he could speak a little bit, but as far as being practical management and what to speak of collecting money, and there's Sachinanda Maharaj, who, you know, you have to pull him out of his cave where he just wants to sit and chant Hare Krishna, and he loves to preach and everything, but to put him and he and I and others into the mood of we're going to have to really push through all the obstacles and the complexities and the chaos of India and the difficulties of dealing with the local people. I was in complete anxiety. This is completely beyond my capacity and our capacity. So I actually offered a prayer to Giriraj and said, could you please build this retreat center? We can't do it. And then within a half hour, one devotee who himself is very, very powerful and very capable of getting things accomplished, he's proven, he said, I'll do this. He said, you Prabhupada disciples, you're old already, and I'll take it. And he was a disciple of one of Prabhupada's disciples, but it's such a follower of Prabhupada. He told me, I've taken this birth to build temples and install deities. So I immediately went, there's a new agey type of expression. You go to a retreat or a seminar and you have an aha experience. But I had an ah experience. This is Giriraj's. So because he is the servant, his happiness is supporting everyone else. He stays in the background, fixed in the background. So he seems to have heard our prayer, and then he's given us the land, which is amazing, and now it's moving. And Maharaj has his very, very inspired feelings about how important things that we should. How it should be made, and it shouldn't be all cramped together, like, you know, build 15 stories skyscrapers. The atmosphere should be so we can relax internally and take shelter. And that's all I have to say. Other than thank you so much for participating, because without people to speak to, people who get their happiness about speaking about Krishna. We can't speak. So thank you so much for being so, for pulling us, pulling it out of us. And Hare Krishna.
Bravo! Well spoken! Well spoken!
Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna. I would like to end this now. We have to ask, not we have, we want to ask Prashanta, the unsung heroine, to come and give us some orientation, how to do. I also want to thank you very, very much, and I hope to see you again and again and again.